say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Christopher S. Simmons, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, middle initial S, S-I-M-O-N-D-S, date of birth 10-06-1961, date of appointment November 17, 2025, requesting physician Lori Schreiner, L-O-R-I-S-C-H-R-I-N-E-R, F-N-P. Dear Lori Schreiner, I have the pleasure of seeing Christopher Simmons today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on October 16 passed out while coughing. He was driving at that time and he hit his chest on the steering wheel. Then he had a head-on collision with another car. He lost the consciousness. Car was totaled. He fractured 5 ribs. 3 weeks ago, he had another spell at home. There was no warning. He woke up on the floor. He bruised on the left side of the face. 2 weeks before the car accident, he became incoherent. No tongue biting, no incontinence. No confusion. His memory is not good. Past medical history, obesity, myalgia, obstructive sleep apnea, pneumonia, vestibular pulmonary embolism, colon polyps, past surgical history, history of lung biopsy, status post cardiac cath, allergy, no known drug allergy. He has allergy to bee venom, protein, honey bee. Medication, albuterol, amlodipine, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 20 mg, azelastine, chlorcalciferol, clopidogrel 75 mg, cyclobenzaprine, duloxetine 30 mg, epinephrine, azopiclone, azetamibe, hydrochlorothiazide, hydroxyzine, levocetirizine, nitroglycerin, omeprazole, oxycodone. Social history: smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, drink 1 to 2 beer of alcohol, divorce, lives alone, have 4 children. Family history: mother deceased due to cancer, father deceased MI. 1 half brother, he's okay. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having vertigo, lightheadedness, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, impotence. Physical examination: blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next supple: there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength. 5/5 deep tender reflexes. 2/4 of plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, syncope. Number two, rule out seizure. Number three, hearing loss on both side. Number four, lightheadedness, vertigo. Number five, memory loss. Number six, back pain. Next paragraph. Patient has a lot of work in Albany Medical Center. I would like to order the EEG, his CT of the head, done in St. Mary's Hospital on 10/24/2025. Is negative. CT of the C spine was also negative, except degenerative changes. Cardiology consultation is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.